Soul Catcher. And there was Shapeshifter, too, but we took care of him. That Otto and Hagop managed to survive so incredible a journey was to me a major miracle. But Otto and Hagop are blessed. I expect they'll have whole new collections of scars to talk about. Croker nodded. He seemed a little grim now, a little anxious. Time to get on with my training. An unexplained tragedy of the past caught my imagination. There had been some grotesque, horrible, senseless killings in a village called Bond that never got connected with anyone or anything to my recollection. I was sure they had to be important somehow and was baffled that, even today, the slaughter remained unsolved and unresolved. I gripped Smoke's hand, blanked my mind, spoke careful instructions in a whisper. And away I went, out of my body, so suddenly I almost panicked. For a moment I thought I recalled doing all this before, but I could not remember what was going to happen. The old man was right. This was not the same as my unwanted plunges into my own past. In this nightmare, I was aware and in control. I was a disembodied vision racing toward Bond, but my mission remained clear in my mind. That was a big distinction. When I floated over Digigore, I lacked identity and control till I merged with myself of the past. Then, I forgot the future. Bond is a hamlet on the south bank of the River Main, facing the Vedna Bota Ford. For centuries, the Main has been the traditional boundary of the Taglian heartland. The peoples who live below the river share the languages and religions of Taglios, but are considered only tributary cousins by the Taglians themselves. The non-agrarian part of Bond's economy revolved around a small remount station for the military courier post. A minimal garrison of Shadar cavalrymen managed the station and kept watch on forward traffic. Bond was the kind of duty soldiers dream about. There were no officers and very little work. The river was low enough to ford only about 3 months a year, but the garrison got paid all year round. Smokes's soul slipped back to that long-ago disaster. I stayed with him, carrying a load of fear despite all of Croker's reassurances. It was very dark that night in that Bond gone by. Horror stalked out of the night, and those nightmares where men are more often prey than predator. A monster padded through the hamlet, headed toward the army stable. I watched from a place where I could offer no warning. One solitary soldier had the watch. He was nodding. Neither he nor the horses sensed their danger. The latch rose inside the stable door. No animal mind knew enough to pull a string. The soldier started awake just in time to see a dark shape with scarlet eyes hurtling toward him. The monster fed, then padded into the night. It killed again. Screams wakened the garrison. The soldiers seized their arms. The